one his poems, you know, the one about drink and where is it?
So these vans have got Dylan Thomas on the side.
Oh yeah, quotes.
You mean today? Today?
Yeah.
So, I mean, is he?
It's on the walls.
And is Dylan Thomas like the number one son of Swansea? Is that kind of like?
Yeah. His house is a shrine. They've got a Dylan Thomas Centre. The school, his school, where he first went, his primary school, has been turned into the Dylan Thomas Centre. You have a Dylan Thomas Theatre. There's a statue of him in the harbour. He's,
like, would you see Under Milkwood in that theatre all the time?
At the moment, Swansea Opera is... Swansea, the Taliesin at Swansea have commissioned an opera of Under Milkwood.
Is that where Sybil works?
Yeah.
I must contact her. She's commissioned it.
She's commissioned this, and she's got some librettist. They're working on it. They're looking for funding, basically.
Is it many years away from
happening? No, no. We're hoping to, you know, because it's Dylan Thomas centenary or whatever, some anniversary, and they're. Trying to get the National Opera involved, and they're quite interested.
English National Opera would be actually, or would it be Welsh National? Welsh,
opera.
No, Welsh National.
Well, the Welsh
opera.
National
Welsh
Opera,
opera.
Through the
yeah.
whole,
yeah.
you know, because Sybil's a member of the Arts Council, so she, you know. So, but they're working away on that.
Did Dylan Thomas write? Is it true that Dylan Thomas stayed out overnight at the end on the rocks at the end of the Mumbles?
No, it was at Worm's Head.
Worm's Head, that's it. What did he write? What did he write?
He wrote something about the sea, didn't he? The tide.
I don't know myself.
Yeah.
It's
something about the moon.
Right.
The moon on the water.
And he stayed on the rocks.
Well, the point is, you went out of Worm's Head. If you didn't come in, the tide came in and cut you off. So he might not have done it deliberately.
Right, but he was probably
You'd
drunk.
You'd have to stay there for 12 hours. You know?
Right, yeah.
We could go down the Mumbles, we could go down the Worm's Head tomorrow, walk out up onto the Worm's Head, which is the name of the rock. Tide coming, you can't get back.
So look, in Swansea, there is not only a where he was, where he went to school.
Yeah.
What else is there of Dylan Thomas? Did he actually live in Swansea?
Yeah, yeah. His house,
right.
His house. Where,
where's the house?
Did you ever go to David and Sybil's?
Yes, yeah.
Well,
that's really a whole terrace, isn't it? Like a whole rows and rows of terraces on the
behind
hill.
Behind David and Sybil.
Right up at the top of the hill.
Up into the old, on the little back streets. He lived up in one of those streets.
So would he have had the view of the bay?
Yeah. Oh, not necessarily from the... He might have seen a cross.
Right.
Like, you know, Davy's looking that way right across the bay.
Yes, yes.
Well, I think Dylan Thomas's house was angled such a way that you'd see the other end of the bay. You see the Mumbles.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Stretching, looking west.
That's it.
Okay, got it.
Looking beyond.
Yeah,
Wales
out towards Fishguard and all that sort of
that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I have to do this this thing about Dylan Thomas.
Well, you can certainly make some comment that he's still alive and well in Swansea.
Well, I would actually...
And I'm an outsider. I'm not talking as a Welshman. You know, I mean, my consciousness of Dylan and Thomas is just related to his alcoholism, you know, his New York experiences, and London Millwood, of course. And then you go to Swansea, and suddenly Dylan Thomas is part of the framework.
Do you think Welsh people, like in Swansea, how would they feel about there being an Irish hotel putting on a Dylan Thomas festival?
Well, I have no idea what they feel about Dylan Thomas.
About how the Swansea people feel about Dylan Thomas?
Because he's
part of the furniture,
yeah.
Wallpaper.
You go in a restaurant, sit down, and it's got some poem of his about, you know, the joy of eating.
So I did some. Was there once an attempt to brand Swansea as the Dylan Thomas?
I think there still is, in a sense.
But I just wonder.
Because they don't flog it. There's no other cultural impulse there.
Did Dylan Thomas didn't write anything in Welsh, did he?
Well, he wouldn't be on that side of the, you know, you'd have to go north and west, you know, north and, you know, into Pembrokeshire for, you know, to get your Welsh speaking. I mean, obviously, I think he spoke.
Okay, look, I must find out quite a lot more because I've got the...
You're very little Welsh spoken in Swansea.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. All that south coast, Tenby and Swansea, that's all English, isn't it? Yeah. Totally. I am 18th of May, by the way. 18th of May in County Clare. Come over, for goodness sake.
It
would be just such good fun.
It's not all about
Dylan Thomas, because for example, there's a poet called John, I think what it is, you, Friday night, gather and have some keynote speaker whose name I forget, talking about Dylan Thomas, right? A few local dignitaries, it's a bit like, you know, Ennistown is too small to even have a mayor, right? It's a really small little place, right? But there'd be some local councillor or somebody like that.
We got one anyway.
And then there'll be to the bar, you know, singing. You know, it'll be. I don't imagine there'll be any Dylan Thomas around the bar, except, you know, people liking the notion of Dylan Thomas. The following morning, there is stuff like go walking around the town of Ennistown with the Historical Society. Right? There's also then two poets, one of whom went to school with me, in effect, a woman called Jo Slade, and basically there are four poets on Saturday, you see, so you might not want to sit through four. I mean, it's a heavy dose, four poets, right, during the day.
I wouldn't, because I'm not into spoken poetry.
Right.
I like rhythmically reading it on the page. It's like Shakespeare.
But I'll tell you something about the thing.
I can't read Shakespeare on the page, but I can listen to it, you know. And poetry, I'll be the other way around.
You could. Ennistown has a few nice pubs. Yeah. There'd be.
I'll think about it. I might bring a poet friend of mine. I have a friend who's a published poet.
Is the poet friend interested in surfing?
She's a woman.
Well, is she interested in surfing? Yeah. It's just that down the road.
There's not many women poets that miles. Are interested in surfing.
That would be interesting. We try to find this. Is there a woman poet out there? Yeah. Lahinch has turned itself into
now,
a
which way shall
there.
I go?
Surfing centre of Ireland. Well, it's not.
Really?
It's one of the big. Oh God, yeah. I mean, where would Lahinch be
so
without
Swansea.
Surfing?
So Swansea.
You can surf in Swansea. Surely there aren't enough waves in Swansea to surf.
You go around. Listen, this is. I'm talking about the coastline.
Rossilly.
Where? Just going around. You go at the Mumbles and going. To the next bay, which is a very tight, narrow bay, the rocks out there creates these ginormous waves. Because the tide comes in very quickly. Tide comes out a long way, and when it comes in, it's travelling, and it hits these rocks, and it creates these enormous waves.
Well, I never knew that there was any surfing in Wales.
They have surfing festivals in Swansea. It's well famous.
Okay, in that case, some surfers from Wales could come to Clare, and they could do Dylan Thomas at the bar in the evening, and they could surf all day.
Get an advert in the local paper.
And they could say, come to Swansea, you know, where the surfing is better, and cause a bit of a rumpus.
Australia's coming to Swansea to surf.
You know, there's a huge wave off the coast of Clare, which has got a special name.
Yeah.
I think it's called Aileen. Hey, here's the others. Are back.
Well, should we think about moving?
Yeah. Well, we see what they're doing.
I will think about this, but I won't guarantee it. Let's put it in there.